Lucas Santangelo will put it at the X of the 35-yard line, the middle part of the field. Devin Romming, the deepest man in a trio of players that are back deep. Also number two, Wayne Capers on one side, and number 19, Chris King on the other side. Bunch of dangerous men here as Monmouth will kick off. They will boom this left to right on your radio dial. Hopefully, MU getting ready to put together a massive second half comeback. Santangelo from the 35, high end over end kick, Romming about 4 yards deep in his own end, takes a step back, takes a knee, and it will come out to the 25-yard line. Clock didn't start because Romming didn't run it out, so still 15 showing. Next week, MU's road trip will continue, and we've got another kind of strange start in there, 12:30 game that will be in Lehigh. In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the middle of the three-game Pennsylvania road trip. Pittsburgh this week, Bethlehem, PA next week, and Moon Township, Pennsylvania, the following Saturday against Robert Morris.
You love the Keystone State.
3 weeks in a row is a little much for me. I won't lie. I don't mind coming out. 3 weeks is tough. Here's the give to Ryan Ho right off the get-go. He will slide forward to the 25-and-a-half, small gain to set up second and nine. That has not been the problem today for Monmouth, as just 15 carries for just 41 yards for Duquesne. So Monmouth defensively up front has done a good job. It has been in the pass game, which MU has struggled.
And, Matt, you take a look on the field right now, Monmouth going nickel. Celestine, Johnson, Leslie all on the field, along with Kevin Butler at a safety spot and Mike Basile.
Second down and a long nine for Beekill. Works the play clock down here to 10. Mama showing blitz, but they'll just rush four, drop seven. Beekill steps up in the pocket under some pressure, looking for Ho coming out of the backfield, and that will fall incomplete and set up a third down and nine.
It's easy to say that it should happen and then see it, but when pressure is applied, very few quarterbacks are as comfortable as when they've got a clean pocket in front of them. And that time, the Monmouth defensive line did well. Beekill had to step up, throw it before he wanted to, and that's why it was low and not near his intended receiver. Now third and nine.
Sikowski and Minnick now up over the center showing blitz. Irizarry has checked in. He's at one defensive end, Leslie at the other. O'Hara and Masick, the two tackles. Beekill with the play clock winding down. It's at three. Now down to two. Gets it off just in time. Monmouth does rush six. Over the middle, crossing pattern. Catch is made by Romming, but he is quickly closed down on by Mike Basile, and it will be a three and out here, and a good job by the Monmouth defense. You know, Eddie, you have to think it's a defense, especially up front, that was expected to have such a great year. They haven't necessarily had the pass rush through the first two and a half games that many would expect. Maybe at halftime you get a little bit of a challenge from some of the coaches and say, hey, guys, you know, look at the quarterback's numbers. He's picking us apart, and a lot of it is because you're letting him sit back there.
Right, and there's players that are veterans like Leslie and O'Hara will step up.
Here's a fake punt put on. Nope, it'll be a rugby-style kick from Dill, handled by Johnson off the bounce, and Joe Johnson able to take it near the 45-yard line. That play was weird on both ends. I thought Dill was going to fake it. He took off with a full head of steam, ran right, and then let it go. Johnson had to go off of his shoulder pads before he fielded it. Gets a decent return to the Monmouth 45. Good opening field position here for MU.
And so, Matt, so many plays in football nowadays are read-based, offensively and on special teams. If Duquesne would have liked the look there, you probably do see the punter take off, as now Monmouth will go first and 10 from their 45. Good field position to try and get back in this one.
Let's see if the Hawks can target Neil Sterling a little bit more. He is certainly big, strong wide receiver. He's part of the two receivers set off the left side of the formation. Asante, the single man in the backfield. KB will get it. Starting left, had to immediately cut back. Taken down and hit quickly. That Austin Whalen, number 29. We've called his name a couple of times in the Monmouth backfield. Set up now second and 10 after no gain.
Hard to get your offense rolling when you're off schedule on first down like that.
Right back to the line. Asante looking for something through the middle part. Gets 3.5 out over the 48, close to the 49-yard line. Third down, and we'll say a long six coming up.
MU 4 out of 10 converting third downs in that first half. But if you kind of get into those numbers, I think they were like 3 for 3 on the first drive. So they need to get back get themselves on schedule. This is a big one here, third and six.
Two receiver sets either way. Ambush and Richards to the left. Near sideline to the right, Hakeem, Vallis, and Sterling. Here comes some pressure. Hill hanging in the pocket, double clutching a couple times. Now gets hit hard, ball popping out. It was Whalen again who delivered that shot. And on what was third down and six, no gain. Monmouth able to recover the football, but they will have to punt it away.
Heads up play by Thompson, Matt, as he recovered it. But Brandon Hill's too much of a veteran. His internal clock has played too much football to know you can hold it for that long. Either take off or get rid of it.
So a quick three and out for Monmouth as they spoil some good field position with 3 minutes gone by in the third quarter. Ryan Moore on to punt it away. Standing at his own 10-yard line is Rahming. Another low snap. Mild pressure. Moore hangs this one up beautifully. It will bounce at the one, but then go out of bounds before Marcus Leslie will get it and come out for a touchback. 11:46 to go here in this third quarter. It's Duquesne 24 and Monmouth 7. Today's game brought to you in part by Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, just north of Pier Village on the ocean in Long Branch. Proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com.
So now you got your defense back on the field. Came up with a nice stop to begin this second half. But now, Matt, it's kind of shifted. This Duquesne defense has really set the tempo, and they are, we didn't use the word at halftime, but they're exposing a young and inexperienced Monmouth offensive line right now. But again, pressure on the defense.
Four wide receiver package. MU in the base 4-3. Here's the inside carry. It goes to number 30, Rafiq Douglas, who's able to get it to the 30-yard line, close to a first down. He'll spot it a little closer to the 29. One of the better rushes, believe it or not, there for Duquesne.
Yeah, that's the one thing offensively they haven't been able to do well. They do have a touchdown on the ground with Ryan Ho, but you figure with Monmouth looking to go with more pass coverage of a defensive alignment with maybe a few extra defensive backs, there could be more running lanes for Duquesne.
Two receivers set either side. Ball set here from the left hash mark. Minnick walking up out of the outside linebacker spot. See if he rushes off the edge. Playbook open here for Duquesne on second and short. Biko wants to throw. Here comes some pressure. Goes into the flat. Rahming makes the catch over the spot for the first down. Out to the 32-yard line. That's going to be enough for the first down on a 3-yard pickup.
That's all that they need to do. You know, as good as Biko has been, and they've thrown it downfield, really what's hurt has been the short and intermediate. Find the guys in the slot. These receivers are so intelligent. They know where the marker is. Beekle now 17 out of 25.
Trips up top to the right. Single man near sideline to the left is Rahming, who just had that last catch. On first and 10 from the Duquesne 31-yard line. Beekle little play action zone read fake. Dumped down over the middle for Dave Thomas, number 11. That's going to be a first down over the 41, close to the 42-yard line. One play, one first down for Duquesne.
First and 10 for the Dukes at that spot.
They're not going to huddle, but maybe won't be in as much of a hurry as they need to be. Up 17, 10.5 to go, third quarter.
Somewhere along the way here, this Monmouth defense needs to come up with some sort of turnover, big play. Thomas motions, stops in the middle. Now will continue all the way across to the left side. Set up a slot receiver combo either side for Beekill from the middle part of the field. Gets the snap, quick throw to the outside. That catch is made by Rollins. Stepping out of bounds after about a 5-yard pickup right in front of Lakeith Celestine.
That time playing off a bit on the outside, kind of conceding that short out route. And I can't, Matt, really recall when he's not pressured, Beekle not putting it on a receiver. Right where it needs to be.
He's been sharp here today for sure. In motion, Chris King. Inside carry, it will again be Douglas who runs over Celestine to get some extra yards and take it into Mama territory at the Hawks' 40-yard line.
Doing it on the ground and in the air here. And you said it, this defense in need of an impact play, a sack, a turnover, something to get Duquesne off of their offensive rhythm.
Jerzynski checking in at one defensive tackle spot. Demetrius Smith there as well. Clock winding down. 9.5 minutes to go in the third. Beekill taking his time with the play clock at 15. Signals the play. Either side has what he wants. Six-man front here for Monmouth. Quick throw again to the outside. That catch is made by King, who almost slipped past the tackle of Joe Johnson, who got him by the shoe tops. Nine-yard pickup down to the MU 31-yard line. Right now there's no answer for that either short five-yard out or the deeper one that time, which was about an eight-yard out.
And we've seen Beekle. He's got the arm strength to do that where he can throw from hash to sideline. But right now it looks more like 7-on-7 than it does an 11-on-11 game in September.
Getting the snap and having quick throws, negating the Monmouth potential pressure. Here's Douglas, nice stutter move, bouncing to the outside, gets to the 25, stays on his feet, down to the 20-yard line before being wrapped up with a 19 by Nick Carroll, who just checked into the game to make the stop.
In need of something to happen. It just looks as though Duquesne's offense obviously dictating things here, and got to take something away, be it the run or the pass.
Inside carry again. This time the rush will be stopped. Rafiq Douglas ran right into Jerzynski and Irizarry, who will combo on the tackle. No gain on the play. Make it second and 10.
No gain on the play. Second and 10 for Duquesne.
Quarter moving pretty fast here with just over 8 minutes to go in the third. Mom is still trailing 24-7. Beekle with trips off to the right. Single coverage near sideline left. Rollins and Leslie matched up. When Beekle has seen this look from the MU defense, he's usually attacked the single man, which this time right now is Leslie. Looking left, throwing the fade pattern, going right in that direction. And Rollins had beaten the coverage of Leslie, but could not hang on to the football. And that's been the target spot. Monmouth is isolating the near side corner. And Leslie fortunate that he didn't get beat for a touchdown there.
Well, was that defended or dropped? Because the ball was thrown right where it needed to be. And it looks as though it may have just been dropped, as Leslie was there, good position. But you said it, he's a man on an island out there now. Coverage rolled the other way.
Same setup, trips right, single man left. Carroll, Basile, and Johnson, three safeties in this nickel, all to the right side of the offense for Duquesne. This is a fade pattern thrown down on the other side looking for Thomas, who again had kind of gotten past Joe Johnson, but the ball this time finally from Beekle thrown off the mark a little bit, and it will set up a field goal situation for the Dukes.
And the reason that ball wasn't put on the receiver like we've seen Beekle do today, again, pressure up front. That time the defensive line did a nice job. Some pressure also from Nick Carroll blitzing from that safety spot to force this field goal.
36-yard field goal.
36-yard attempt by Austin Crimmins. Pekarski is the holder. This one from the left hash mark. Good snap, good hold. This one on the way, drifting off to the right, but it does hook in through the upright. Make it 27-7 Duquesne after the 36-yard field goal from Crimmins. 7:40 to go in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawks football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
This is the Shore Sports Network, WOBM Lakewood Township, WADB Asbury Park. Listen online at WOBMAM.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Fans, we invite you to visit the Jersey Mike Subs location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square, or order online at jerseymikes.com today. They are proud to support the Monmouth Hawks.
7:40 to go here in this third quarter. 36-yard field goal from Austin Crimmins has made it a 20-point spread. LaVon Chaney, Kamau Dumas, both back deep. They'll wait the kick here of Crimmins. Duquesne comfortably in front. I always watch in a situation like this. Momentum has swung again to Duquesne for an onside kick. You always wonder if you just try and put it away at one point. This one wobbling to the left. Terrible kick by Crimmins. And it will go out of bounds. Draw a flag. It will be marked at the 27.
Well, after that, would have been better off trying that. The kick was more resembling of a drive of mine, a wedge shot, than a kickoff from a D1 kicker.
Slice.
Oh, all day.
Yeah, slice or a hook guy?
I'm actually more of a hook guy. I was a good inside-out baseball player, so it kind of that's my excuse at least.
Define good.
Mm.
First down and 10 from the MU 35-yard line. It'll be Hill looking to go to work, dumping it down over the middle. Finds Hakeem Vallis at the 41-yard line. Gain of 6. Converted tight end who had a big week last week. Caught his first touchdown pass. Makes his first catch here today. Fifth of the season.
And this is what I like, Matt. Monmouth now going tempo. Down 20. They need to get something going. I like that they're now going to crank it up. That motorcycle was just ironic, by the way.
Trips off to the right. Fake run for Asante. Hill looking to go down over the middle. Has Richards open. But missing the connection would have been a big play inside the Duquesne 40-yard line. It'll set up now third down and 4. Clock stopped with 7 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the third.
Now, Matt, this is an area where you probably could go either way, run it or throw it. If you elect to keep it on the ground and don't get it, I go quick snap on fourth down, try and go again. Got to do something to change the momentum of this football game.
Romeo Harris checking in. Stack formation, receiver either way. Harris in ambush on one side. Davenport and Sumlin on the other. Asante, the single back. No tight end in this formation. Duquesne with all of their defensive linemen standing in an upright position, showing pressure. Not giving Monmouth a true look. Hill lets it go early. And air mails this one up over the top of ambush caused by the pressure. And now on fourth and 4. And you will punt it away with 7:07 to go in the third, and Duquesne up 27-7.
And an offensive line that is already struggling that time had no chance, as Duquesne, as you said, stood everybody up. They disguised pressure well, and at least 2 free rushers were bearing down on Brandon Hill.
Bobby Gustine again back deep, standing on the far side hash mark around the 10-yard line. Moore wobbles this one. Short kick fielded by Gustine at the 20-yard line at the 30. Stays on his feet to the 32.
Gustine on the return.
That is one of the harder jobs, I feel like, in any level of football, being a punt returner and knowing that at some point you are probably going to get whacked pretty good, especially when you catch it running forward and the coverage unit has a shorter distance to go. Gustine that time with a decent return of about 12 yards.
Give a lot of credit to those guys that remember Adam San Miguel, former Monmouth receiver, the all-time leading receiver in school history. He was one of those guys that never fair caught the ball. I would go the other way. You'd see a fair catch or it would bounce over the head.
I thought it was going to go inside the 10, Coach. Well, you were standing at midfield, Eddie.
Oh.
Here's the carry off the right side. Big hit laid on by Thompson on the carry from Clartell Clarity.
Tackle on the play by Neal.
Gain of two.
Set
up second down and 8. Stop copying me. 6:35 to go in the third. 27-7 Duquesne. Corey Neal is checked in at a defensive end spot. He and Arizari in there with Masick and Drzezinski as the two middlemen. Thompson walking up this time as a potential rusher off the right end. Beekill again, changing the play, letting his receivers know. He's got 3 left, 1 right. Gets the snap, looking right, pump, looking over the middle. And that one intended for Rollins. It will fall incomplete. He lost his helmet, Rollins did. Coverage applied by Basile, Johnson, and McDonough, who were all involved.
They all kind of sandwiched Rollins, so he'll have to come off the field now after losing his headgear on this 3rd and 8, but better. Closer coverage in the secondary. Still want to see some more rush out of this line as Darnell Leslie's come back in this, we think, obvious passing situation.
Opportunity again for the Monmouth defense to get off the field and hope the offense can find its rhythm. Trips again, this time to the left. King up top is the single receiver right. Beekill looking left. Here comes pressure. Lets it go off of his back foot. Running this one. Almost picked off, then almost caught. And finally falling incomplete. The intended target, Wayne Capers, the transfer from the University of Arizona. And that falls incomplete. One with 6:01 to go in the third quarter. It sets up 4th and 8, and Duquesne will have to punt it away.
Big credit to true freshman Marcus Leslie. Stride for stride. Had a chance at the pick. Went through his hands, went through the receiver's hands, and now forcing 4th down. But Marcus had himself in perfect position.
There's that rugby-style kick again from Dill. Dumas will let it bounce inside the 30, and it will get touched at the 25-yard line where Monmouth gets it. First and 10, 5:53 to go here in the third quarter. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti, live from Rooney Field, the home of the Dukes of Duquesne. Rooney, of course, the name very synonymous with the Pittsburgh area. Art Rooney, of which the field is named after, a former Letterman winner here, football team back in the 20s. Longtime Rooney name associated with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the field here dedicated, I believe, in 2003 is when it became Rooney Field and Stadium. Davenport motioning out of the backfield. Screen set up to the left side. Asante gets it 35 out to the 40. Nice design play. Gets KB out to the 45-yard line. A gain of 20.
Love the schematics of that play. Love Monmouth going tempo here, trying to get back into the football game, down by 20.
45-yard line, first and 10 for Monmouth.
Thompson quickly grabbing the ball. The freshman center, Hill, has time. Quick throw to the outside, looking for Davenport, who catches it inside of Duquesne territory at the 49-yard line. That's a 6-yard pickup. Make it second and 4.
Second and 4.
Changes for Duquesne here on the defensive side of the football. Monmouth look to go quick here.
Hill walks up, looks the defense over again. All of the defensive linemen standing up and just continuing to move around. Asante trying to stretch it out right side. KB gets back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more than that. Tackle made by Sam Martello. Now on third down and 4. I have to wonder a little bit if what I believe has been a nagging ankle injury on Neil Sterling is bothering him. Haven't seen him in really the last two series at all.
That's a good point. See if we can figure out what's going on. Is now 4 wide. He's not one of them on the field.
Davenport ambush right. Richards and Sumlin up top to the left. Here's Hill over the middle. Finds Davenport, who was wide open with room in front of him. Drops the football.
Davenport incomplete.
Maybe a spot for Monmouth to go for it. Hill frustrated coming off the field. Number one, because of the drop. Number two, because I think he was pushing the coaching staff to think about going for it here, and maybe not the worst idea with 4:37 to go, third quarter, 27-7, Duquesne
more
leading Monmouth.
Ball maybe was slightly Monmouth thrown behind Lamar, but absolutely a catch he has got to make, especially that down in distance and needing a comeback.
Roaming back deep. Another short hop, long snap for Ryan Moore that he's able to handle. Roaming will let it bounce over his head. It will roll down and be stopped by Marcus Leslie at the 2-yard line. Great job by Ryan Moore, who so far today has done an amazing job of getting some bad snaps and still getting off pretty good punts.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the situation is. Maybe does Ryan just need to take a half a step up more? Because he's feeling balls at his ankles like an infielder instead of like a punter. But he has been, you said it, he's been great today, fielding those, getting great efforts off here, pinning Duquesne at the 2. The defense appears to have turned the corner and made some good adjustments, Matt, at the half.
Fifth punt in 3 games inside the 20-yard line that Moore has been able to pop the ball down to. First down and 10 from the Duke 2. 2 back sent. Randy Morris has come in as the fullback. Inside carry here will go for Marcus Hughes, who's got not much to work with off the left side. Maybe a gain of a yard. It will make for a long second down situation. Coming up on 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. The good news is the defense has stiffened up here a little bit. The bad news is, as we continue to harp on maybe a little bit, the offense has still not been able to get on track.
Been stagnant, had a nice start to the last series with a first down on a misdirection screen, but that was all they were able to get going.
Monmouth trying to flip the field here and at least get good field position back. Second and 9. Beekill wants to throw. That's an uncatchable ball. Leslie and King kind of got tangled between the two of them. King fell down. There was some clamoring for an interference, but the ball was thrown 6 yards out of bounds.
Well, I think Beekill actually saw Leslie break on the football, so he kind of gave it a little extra emphasis, high into the sideline. Either his guy or no guy was going to catch it. Nice little break there by Leslie, forcing that throw wide. And now third and nine. Look for this defensive line to get pressure. You've got to watch draw and screen here, however, especially if Monmouth gets defenders moving upfield.
Rafiq Douglas, the back, along with Marcus Hughes. Two back set. Beekel, quick snap. Looking to go deep down the near sideline. He's got King open. And the ball underthrown a little bit. Marcus Leslie there to bat it away. That ball was underthrown just a hair. But Leslie doing the job in coverage. And Monmouth defensively holding again here, setting up fourth and nine with the end zone right behind here. Patrick Dill.
How good has Leslie been these last two drives, by the way? Man on an island, one-on-one. That time making the play to force this punt. And as you said, if I'm Monmouth now, maybe bring a little heat.
We'll see if Dill goes with that rugby-style kick again. He's been pushing right. Johnson standing at the Duquesne 40-yard line off the side of the foot of Dill. That will bounce at the 30, go out of bounds around the 37, make it the 36. Talk about a golden opportunity to get back in the football game. This is it right now. Monmouth will have it first and 10 from the Duquesne 36-yard line after the defense, following the good punt from Ryan Moore, able to hold on a three and out.
And normally you want to keep in the back of your head, Matt, maybe you want to run a play or two, give your defense some rest. Well, the defense was just on the field for only three plays, three and out. So now if I'm the Monmouth offense, I look quick strike. You got to get back in the game. You're down 20 late in the third quarter. Now's your chance.
This certainly, you would think, four down territory for Monmouth. Cheney will motion out of the backfield. Hill looking to the right. Flag coming out. Thrown by the head linesman who's on the far side.
Offense number 16.
Eric Sumlin with a procedure penalty for Monmouth that will cost them 5 yards.
Penalty makes it first and 15.
Make it first and 15. Now back to the Duquesne 41-yard line. Can't have penalties in a situation like this for Monmouth, struggling to get back into this one, but still within striking distance and a whole fourth quarter to come. First and 15, Duquesne will rush four. Hill steps up in the pocket, looks to the far side, overthrows Davenport.
Hill's pass intended for Davenport.
That will set up now second and 15.
Second and 15.
Coverage by Malik Shigog.
Duquesne 41.
Was there, though. Got to put it on him. That one too high. Intended for Davenport. Either route was run wrong or just not a good throw. Those are the plays you can't have happen when you're trailing.
On second and 16. Vallis and Davenport, far sideline, into the short side of the offensive left. Ambush, slot to the right with Richards. Hill in major pressure right away. He'll throw it away. And look for something to maybe happen here on third and 15. A makeshift offensive line not helping things out today. Both starting guards, Hunter McHugh and Reese Johnston, on the shelf with injuries. McHugh, who had thumb surgery just this week, injured that thumb in the first half against Wagner, played in the second half with a big club or a cast on his hand. He might be back as early as next week. Johnson out with a shoulder issue. Third now and 15. Pressure coming. Swing pass set up. Far side. Cheney gets it. Had a head of steam moving forward for a second. He'll get past the original line of scrimmage plus three more. Set up fourth down and 7. The tackle by the University of Florida transfer. Strong safety Chris Johnson.
Played 2 years for the Gators, including a couple of bowl games before coming up to Pittsburgh and playing for Duquesne. They also, as we've said earlier, have a Pitt transfer, so at least two of your four secondary guys, FBS high-level transfers.
Fourth down and 7, less than 3 to go. Mama trying to keep this drive alive. Again, pressure coming. Hill looking far sideline, looking for Davenport. Flag is out. This is going to be defensive holding on Duquesne, and Mama will get an automatic first down and keep the drive alive.
And at this point, you're really just heaving it down. And there's the call. So Monmouth needed that one. Dave Opfar, the D coordinator, fired up on the Duquesne sideline. He didn't like that call at all. As now Monmouth with second chance here. And Matt, you said it earlier, not sure if something's bothering Neil Sterling. We haven't seen him really this entire third quarter.
All in all on the Duquesne roster, 10 FBS transfers plus several junior college guys. It's an area that is littered with football talent. On the reverse, someone going left, in trouble, going backwards, and will get pushed out of bounds. Malik Shigog, the first there on the scene. Austin Whalen helping out on the play. Loss of yardage will pin Monmouth back with a second down and about 19.
9 yard loss on that reverse.
Not quite that much. They must have originally was called a second and 19. Let's call it more of like a second and 16. Again, stand up defensive linemen. Monmouth trying to identify within their front five who has who. Pressure coming off the edge. Hill going to scramble to his right a little bit. Let it go. Down towards the end zone. He's got ambush close. And he will catch the football. Ambush will at the 2 yard line and set Monmouth up with a first and goal.
Ambush has an ability, Matt, to get behind receivers. We've seen him do it each of the first three games. Hill that time buying enough of a chance to get out of the pocket and find ambush. Big play there out of the young receiver. Monmouth needed that.
Cheney will stay in here as the running back for Monmouth. Jake Morrow has checked back in. So MU going to look to go big here with Vallis and Sook into the game. And a timeout will be taken by Duquesne. That was an interesting formation Monmouth just came out in. I'm not sure if Eddie were going to say the same thing. Vallis lined up actually as the offensive tackle, and Keith Klutz lined up as the tight end, which would make him essentially an eligible receiver.
Right. It was an off-balance line left, and a lot of power was headed that way. And I think that's the reason Matt Duquesne elected to take a timeout. That's something they obviously haven't seen before. Something you and I haven't seen before either. So they'll take their first timeout here in the second half.
Let's keep it here during this break. 2:06 to go in this third quarter. Duquesne 27, Monmouth 7. Big matchup tonight that you can find on the Big South Network. If you haven't checked out the network, certainly good opportunity tonight against the former Monmouth team in the 25th-ranked Bulldogs of Bryan taking on the 24th-ranked Flames of Liberty. It's the last game of the night to kick in the Big South. Liberty playing host to Bryan. Flames will go into that one at 2-1. A couple of undefeated teams along with Monmouth, who's 2-0 into this one, both Coastal Carolina and Charleston Southern 3-0. Monmouth now with some movement off the timeout. Matt Choi is checked in as the single wide receiver. Offset eye formation. Hill wanting to throw, looking back part of the end zone. Vallis has it, holds on to it. Touchdown, Monmouth. 2 yard touchdown score. Brandon Hill finding Hakeem Vallis, who in back to back weeks has touchdown receptions. And Monmouth will now try to tighten this up a little bit and go for the extra point.
Like the play action there. Two receivers in the pattern, Morrow and Vallis. The up back, Morrow was taken. Vallis able to sneak behind the defense for a second touchdown in as many weeks.
Monmouth has tried a two-point conversion out of this formation a couple of times. Here they will look to line up the traditional Santangelo extra point to make it a 13-point game. Lucas Santangelo kicking into the wind a little bit, but certainly an easy extra point attempt out of the hold of DePue. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up right through the uprights, and good. 27-14, Monmouth back into it. 2:01 to go in the third. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawks Football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Monmouth getting back into this one with a 2 yard touchdown pass, Brandon Hill to Hakeem Vallis, who's got a couple of receptions on the day now, two TDs on the season. 2:01 to go in this third quarter, 27-14, Duquesne leads. Santangelo will spot it in the middle part of the 35 yard line. Have to think Duquesne guarding against either a pooch or maybe a second level kick here. Maybe Monmouth can get back into this one, but Santangelo will give it a full charge. This one bouncing 3 yards in the end zone and then trickling out of the back boundary past Romming, and it will come out for a touchback and be first and 10 from the Duquesne 25.
Fans for all things Jersey Shore, including Josh Newman's great coverage of Monmouth football and Monmouth athletics, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9770 or visit app.com/subscribe.
2:01 remaining here, third quarter. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti here on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m., shoresportsnetwork.com, monmouthhawks.com as well. First down and 10 here for Bekele. Off a jet sweep setup, Dave Thomas will carry it out over the 30. Good first down run, close to the 33-yard line. We'll set up second and short.
Is it bad I think of Wendy's every time you say his name?
Dave Thomas?
Yes.
You like those square burgers, I bet, don't you?
I'm a fan of
them. Yeah, you like a,
or
a
round one.
Size,
yeah, I mean, whatever. Rectangle.
Second down, a long two. Bekele has Ho in the backfield. Swing pass to the outside. Romming will catch it. Depending on the spot here, he's going to be just shy, it looks like, on what will be third and short for a first down.
Far side official marked the first. Near side official on the ball marked it short. Duquesne going quick.
Trying to go very fast. Bekele again with one of those fast throws right from the snap. And this time he will find his favorite target, Chris King, who will haul it in and have a first down out to the Duquesne 39-yard line.
First and 10 for Duquesne at their own 39.
Eighth grab of the game, up over 100 yards. He's been as good as advertised.
Secondary has Butler, Basile as the two safeties, Johnson and Leslie as the corners. Inside carry for Ryan Ho right up the middle.
Ho on the carry.
About a three-and-a-half, maybe four-yard gain. Second and six coming up. Less than a minute to play in this third quarter. Monmouth trying to stiffen here defensively and give their offense a chance with a football back.
Yeah, defense has been good this half. Really need a stop on this drive to continue that upward momentum.
Have only given up the one field goal in this third quarter. Six-man front for Monmouth. McDonough and Minnick both walk up. Thompson the single back. Now Minnick will walk back off the line, as will McDonough. Thompson will walk up instead. Bekele with some pressure coming. Flush in the pocket, goes to his right, dives forward. Just over the 45-yard line. Gain of about three. That will likely take us to the end of the third quarter. No reason for Duquesne to try to rush to get anything off. Monmouth trailing Duquesne 27-14. Let's step out for 60 seconds. We'll come back for the start of the fourth quarter. Right after this quick pause, you're listening to Hawks football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.